listen to one.
Midwest Punks back in the studios for our second album this second season for us. So we opened the show appropriately for today, Brian, right?
That's right.
So that was
a little
song,
Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. That was a song by Grade 2. We played them on the show before. They're off Hellcat Records. So they're a three-piece punk oi band out of the UK. And they formed in 2013. They have a few albums, and like I said, now they're signed to Hellcat Records. So they've been putting out a lot of stuff. They got a new album, which is called Graveyard Island, and that song, yeah, was called Groundhog Day. So a little different meaning.
Perfect.
Than whether we get more snow or not. But I think it was about kind of living the same, doing the same thing over and over, and like never just getting comfortable. Playing on social media all day long and doing the same thing, the same people every day, and just, kind of breaking that cycle. So,
I assume that movie will be on repeat if you are looking to watch it today.
Yeah.
This show will probably air the day after then, or midnight tonight.
So. Yeah. But still, so yeah. I think I did see apparently there's two groundhogs that are like the official
the
groundhogs.
Ones to follow, yeah.
Yeah, and like one did see the shadow, one didn't.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like, oh, that's convenient. So like, got to keep it relevant. I don't know. I'm interested to look that up and see how a groundhog seeing its shadow like became the sign of having a harder or harsher winter or earlier spring. That's, I don't know.
Who knows?
Like, yeah, that's just another subject, I guess, but it's just comedic really. But yeah, so Grade 2, I dig these, they're just a couple of young guys who feeling it for sure, and they got the energy and the fast sound and just the attitude, everything like that. So I like these guys, started listening to them a lot more, and that song was appropriate. So
I dig it. It's pretty good. I'll add that one to my playlist for sure.
Yeah, and they're moving up. They've already toured with like the Interrupters and Dropkick Murphys. Of course, being on Hellcat Records with Rancid doesn't hurt.
Bet.
Got a couple more songs on my list. I'm excited about some people I don't think we've played, and then a few that we have. So. But I'll bounce it over to you, Brian. What do you got on your list that you want to start with?
Well, I've been hunting around, trying to find some new tracks that are out there, kind of bring those to everybody.
Yeah.
And the first band I wanted to talk about was AFI. They came out with a new single. It's going to be part of their 11th studio album that's coming out later this year. But AFI, I'll backtrack a little bit here, is a band from Ukiah, California.
I think that's right, yeah.
Formed in 1991, AFI, you've talked about them before, had them on a few times.
Yeah.
Their music anyway. And AFI stands for A Fire Inside. We never really figured out, I don't think, why they call themselves that, but they were originally a hardcore band, but they have since developed more of a horror punk kind of emo sound to them.
Mm-hmm.
Goth rock, some people call it, but it's a good sound. They came out with some new stuff, kind of going along with all of the things that have been going on in the politics and all that. A few bands have been pushing some stuff
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of it out there. Descendants just dropped some.
There was a couple of them. The Descendants were not very radio friendly.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I listened to it. And then, you know, it's just a little, it wasn't really my thing either. But sure. Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of, I mean, the political climate's been hot anyway. So,
oh, yeah.
Of course, it's going to bleed into music and especially punk music, I guess, you know, so.
For sure. Yeah, this new album should be coming out soon from them. And in the meantime, they've released two songs off of it. One's called Twisted Tongues, and the other one is Escape from Los Angeles.
I saw that movie. No.
Yeah. Who was that? The eye patch guy, what was his name?
Kurt
Russell. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fun.
Now I'm going to go home and watch Groundhog Day and Escape from L.A.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, so we're going to play Twisted Tongues off of the two tracks that have been released here. And see how you feel about it.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, let's hear it then.
All right. Here we go. All right, that was AFI with Twisted Tongues. Yeah, it should be on the new album, the 11th studio album coming out. It sounds like it's probably going to be on there. Yeah. Unless it's just a single they were doing before.
Yeah, that's a lot of music out there from AFI to listen to. And like you said, their sounds kind of changed over the years stuff. So they got a little bit of
that goth
variety. Yeah. So cool. Nice. I got another band that we've played on the show at least once, I think.
It was once or twice. I've definitely seen them a few times.
Yeah, and but they're one that I've just kind of recently discovered, probably like within the last year or so, and just started listening to them more and more, and really liking their stuff. And they had just put out their album Dancing with the Curse in 2020. So I'm talking about Get Dead is the band, and they're on Fat Records, and they're from San Francisco. So they started in 2007. They've had some different sounds over the years, but then they kind of range it all in and seem like they found their groove. And so that's what this Dancing with the Curse is, pretty solid kind of, I think they call themselves like folk punk kind of sound, but definitely some faster rock and punk and just, you know, a lot of lyrics too, so really cool, and a lot of energy. And so, like I said, they released Dancing with the Curse in October of 2020, and they've just slowly been kind of putting out some music videos and stuff like that. So the song I'm going to play is Fire Sale, and they had just put up the music video, I think, pretty recently. The guys seem like they like to have a lot of fun and push the limit a little bit.
Nice.
But still down to earth. So I think that's what the music video is, just kind of, I think it's a compilation of some fan videos that were submitted. And then
seems to be popular lately.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I like their sound. And so I want to share another one. So let's listen to Fire Sale by Get Dead.
All right, here we go.
Grade two, or not grade two, that was Get Dead.
Grade two was before that.
Yeah. I was looking at the wrong notes there. But Get Dead, and that was Fire Sale. So, like I said, those guys are full of energy and I like the sound. I like the fast punk music.
Yeah.
And those guys definitely got it. His voice with the lyrics is just pretty fast too. It's pretty impressive. So yeah, if you like that song, I know we've played one or two others, but check them out. Get Dead. They're on Fat Wreck Chords. Yep. And it's always weird to say that, Fat Records, but it's Wreck Chords. And they've got a good sound, and they got some new music out there from October, so this past October. So check them out. I'll throw it back to you, Brian. What do you got?
I got another new track that came out. Well, it's a new video, I believe they did, from their upcoming 7-inch Counterpunch.
Okay.
They're a Chicago-based punk band.
Nice.
They've been around since 2004. They're kind of a skate punk band. Their Bandcamp page says they're a skate 90s melodic punk rock band from Chicago, Illinois. Half Blackhawks fans and half Red Wings fans. We like beer, kebabs, and good tunes. So
nice.
Seems like we have similar interests. I like all those things.
Yeah. I'm not a big hockey fan, but I don't mind it. You know, it's fun sport to watch. And then I like beer, and if the kebabs got some veggies on them, I'm good.
For sure. Veggie kebabs.
Yeah.
Definitely. Carl and I are both non-meat eaters here.
Yeah.
But
herbivores, as my son herbivores. Likes to say, because he's into dinosaurs now, so he's always like, I'm a omnivore. Daddy's an herbivore. Yep.
Nice. So. Yeah, only to your daughter gets a little older. See where she goes.
Yeah. Wherever they want. Yeah. What they want.
Right.
So I'm good with that.
So since 2006, Counterpunch has released 5 studio albums and most recently signed with, I don't know if it's SBAM Records or SBAM Records.
I've seen it too, but I've never heard anybody
say
it.
Not sure
how
it's pronounced, yeah. Apparently them and Thousand Island Records got together to produce this 2-song 7-inch that was released on January 29th.
Oh, wow. Real new.
Yeah,
okay.
So pretty fresh here.
A few days old.
Yep. But it includes 2 tracks. One of them is called Handbook for the Recently Debriefed. Mm-hmm. And the other one I'm going to play is called We the Roll. So
okay. Sound a little political to
me. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It kind of fell in that category.
That's good. I mean, that's
what's
cool.
going on right
yeah,
now. Currently.
Exactly.
But pretty good stuff. So.
Nice. I don't think I'm real familiar with them, so I'm excited to hear Counterpunch.
Yeah. Check them out. Here we go.
All right. We'll be right back.
right. That was Counterpunch with We The Roll off their upcoming 7-inch, or just released 7-inch, sorry, January 29th, 2021.
Yeah, yep. fresh music right there, and I like it. I like the sound. I'm going to go plug Counterpunch into my...
Right, add it to our Midwest Punks playlist.
Yep, and...
Another Midwest band for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they've been around for a while, so there's probably a good amount of music there. I'm going to... With the 5 albums you said, I think. So, I'm looking forward to checking more out from them. So, good find there and some new music. And so we have a few on our playlist today that are like that Grade 2 video I played. They just released that like 3 days ago or something. Get Dead, I think, was just that Fire Sale music video just came out too. So, yeah, we're bringing new things today.
That's right.
So, speaking of that, I have another. The next band I want to play is new to the show for sure, and a new band on my playlist. But they've been around since 2008. So Days and Days, and that's Days as in DAYS, N, you know, for N, and then Days DAZE. So Days and Days. They're from Texas, and. The two co-founders of the band, Whitney Flynn and Jesse Sandejas, as they put it in Bandcamp, they've remained the heart of the group. Several band members, dozens of songs, numerous side acts, and millions of tour miles later. And they're not lying. From what it looks like, this group gets out a lot. And they were supposed to tour with NOFX and a bunch of other people, like on the European Drunken, I forget what that festival's called, but it's like one of the main ones, and so it was going to be like all their idols and bands that they looked up to. I think that got canceled back in 2020, obviously, with everything going on. But
most likely.
Yeah, and this was one, Brian, I was kind of telling you that I listened to a few of their songs, and, you know, and they have a real, like, kind of grungy, hippie-ish kind of... just street punk look to them and stuff. Sure. But it doesn't seem like it's, you know, it's not an act or anything for them. It's the kind of people that they are and the life that they do. And they have all these side causes, to help animals that are released from zoos and like to collect food for people and like do all this stuff. They put out a lot of music, and that's one of the things that they, you know, they're most passionate about. They've said that, they always, they'll keep putting out music as long as people are listening, and you could tell that they have a chemistry and stuff together. So it's a unique sound, a unique band. They actually host 2 annual music festivals in Texas too. So that's pretty. Nice. I mean, like I said, these things that they just live and breathe like causes and their music. Like that's all they do. So it's really, really cool.
Music's very, always a good way to get a cause noticed, yeah, for sure.
Exactly. And everything I read said that they're, you know, very independent band. I don't know how long they've been with. They're another one from Fat Records, but I don't know how long they've been with them. But they're a very independent band. They handle a lot, if not all, of their recordings, their bookings, their everything. Like they just do it all themselves. They you know. And between 2008 and 2020, they have 9 albums and a few splits, and their newest album is called Show Me the Blueprint, which they released in 2020. So, I mean, that's almost one album per year.
Wow.
With all those splits and EPs and everything else that they've done, plus 2 music festivals, plus the touring, plus, you know,
impressive.
These guys definitely grew on me. And so it's hard for me to pick a song to play. They have a few good ones. This one is one of their more popular at these videos on YouTube and songs that have the most talk around them. It's from their 2013 album Rogue Taxidermy, and the song is called Misanthropic Drunken Loner. So, and again, it's by Days and Days. So let's hear it.
Awesome. Here we go.
My breakfast was straight out the medicine cabinet, a remedy for the aftermath of my habits. Sometimes it's the ones who try to help that hurt the most. Feel like we're playing tug of war, and I'm the rope, and I'm stretched to the limit, but you keep on pulling in. I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. I'm gonna lose my mind.
are overrated. Maybe I'm just tired and jaded, but I'm sorry, I just like myself more than I like you. So call me antisocial, call it masturbation. Either way, it's a solo operation. I'm just far more comfortable. Call me antisocial, call it masturbation. Either way, it's a solo operation. I'm just far more comfortable alone. 'Cause people are ugly and people are hateful, destructive and greedy. We're proud and ungrateful. The world would be so much better off without us. Swallow a polar apple and pill. No compost and training, this great love to film. Distract ourselves and make us feel like we're not just mistakes. Judge ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. It seems that everybody always has a bone to pick, a promise to break. Never again will I make that mistake of trusting anyone.
Trusting anyone.
Trusting anyone. This is my misanthropic confession. Human beings are a waste of breath and I exclude myself.
I'm an old-fashioned just like you.
'Cause people are ugly and people are hateful, destructive and greedy. We're proud and ungrateful. The world would be so much better off without us. So swallow a bowl of apple and pill. Compost and training, this great love to fill. Distract ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. My breakfast is straight out the medicine cabinet.
So that was Days and Days. I think they have an awesome sound.
Yeah, I dig that. That's
great.
I
can't believe they've been around since 2008, and I'm just hearing about them over the last, I don't know, few months or something. I like I said, I think this might have been the song that popped up on a YouTube thing when I was just, you know, kind of randomly playing songs. And it was just next up, and I think that was the song. And at first, I was like, I don't know about that. But then I was like, I want to hear it again. And then I started checking out their stuff.
I like it.
And yeah, I mean the duo voices of, you know, I'm guessing that's Whitney Flynn and Jesse Sandejas that we heard, and just the like going back and forth between the two of them and their voices and the song speeds up and it slows down. It gets like grungy, it gets raspy, and then it gets like, you know, like. They can sing. You know, it's, I don't know. I'm really digging those guys. So I have a feeling I'm going to be listening to a lot of Days and Days.
Run off the recording here and probably go pull them up on my computer.
Yeah, they got a lot of music. They got a lot of stuff out there. And again, they have some really awesome causes outside of music, too, to, you know, worth checking out. So, yep, Days and Days. Check them out for sure.
Excellent.
What do you got, Brian? You're up.
All right. Let's go on to the. So I've been digging around, seeing what's going on.
Oh yeah, you got a cool concerts.
Yeah,
cool announcement here.
The Lookout Zoom Out just happened. The first one, anyway. So Lookout Records shut down in 2012, and since then, 2016, they did like a Lookout Festival, and so they're kind of reuniting again to do a live stream series. They're going to start doing a monthly. It sounds like. See how long it lasts, but the first one was on January 31st, and it was the Dr. Frank from Mr. T Experience, Lisa Marr from Cub, John Ginoli from Pansy Division, Joe King from The Queers, and Raph Classic from The Crumbs. It was hosted by Grant Lawrence from The Smugglers, and also Christopher Applegren, who's the former owner of Lookout. Mm-hmm. All of them like were on it together, and they had some special guests that showed up, it sounded like. So I didn't get in there because the tickets were limited, didn't find out about it till it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a second one coming. I haven't found the tickets where they're for sale yet.
I'm going to get on there and get my ticket before
right?
you too.
But as soon as I find it, it looks like the other ones were sold on Side Door. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've never used it, SideDoorAccess.com. But keep an eye out for it if you're interested. That one's coming up on February 28th. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep an eye
out for tickets. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, and Lookout Records was the label to be on back in the day. I remember when I was getting into punk music, that was, you know, Green Day was on it, Operation Ivy was on it, Queers were on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just a bunch of other bands. I mean, you know, they were the, if you were going with alternative music, punk music, mm-hmm. you checked out Lookout Records.
Screeching
for sure.
Weasel. For
yeah,
sure.
Screeching Weasel was on there, yeah. They definitely had the list of artists that everybody wanted to listen to if you were into this kind of music back in the day. So it's cool that now they're all kind of coming back and playing little shows like that and giving people as close to a concert as we can get right now, I guess. So
it looks like it's probably going to be, since they're calling it the Lookout Zoom Out, I'm guessing it's going to be like a Zoom invite you get and you can come check it out. They're saying limited tickets are available, so probably just a Zoom link for...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll
50
take
people
it, yeah.
or something.
I'm gonna check that out when we leave here too. Cause that was a good find. That's something cool that's going on, and like I said, kind of fiending for some live music. That's why too, Grade Two, their music videos that they had just put out with the song we played earlier, are all like it's live, so you feel like you're watching. They kind of move the camera on, so you feel like you're watching them at a live performance. And I think that's because people are. Just missing the live performances, so
yeah.
Look into the Lookout Zoom Out. And,
it's not confusing at all.
No, but yeah, that's really cool. Looking forward to checking that out and seeing if I can jump on one of those too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, I'm gonna pick a couple bands off of that were on the first one. Mm-hmm. We're gonna play them here, and the first one I was gonna play is the Mr. T Experience.
Okay, I think you played something before.
Yeah, a while back we played one of their tracks. They're also known as MTX. They're formed in 85. They came from Berkeley, California, and their music is best classified as like a pop punk. It's intentionally playful and comical, satirical,
mm-hmm.
dealing with issues of love and relationships.
Okay.
To date, they have 12 albums, 14 singles and EPs, 6 comps, and a few miscellaneous releases out there. A
lot of music, man.
Yeah. Good amount.
It's a long time though too.
Yeah, they've been around 85, sure. But yeah, I wanted to play a track off of their 93 album Our Bodies Ourselves titled More Than Toast.
All right. So. Sounds cool. Let's check it out, man.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. That was the Mr. T Experience with More Than Toast. That was off their 1993 album, Our Bodies, Ourselves.
Yeah, I dig that, and I would definitely want to watch them live, even if it's on a Zoom call.
So, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to be like acoustic, but either way, it'd still be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to play one more off of that, and then we can go on to your artists.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Sneak one in. This is a band we both like, so it's for both of us, really.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
Yeah, the Queers.
Oh, yeah.
We've played them before, maybe a few times, and... They, for anybody that doesn't know the Queers, they started around 1981 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They have a very Ramones-derived style of pop punk.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. Another band that we're fans of here. Much like the Ramones, they have common lyrical themes of girls, loves, drugs, and alcohol, and having fun, basically. So, to date they have 60 releases, including 25 albums, 27 singles and EPs, 8 comps, videos, and miscellaneous releases. That's the Queers in a nutshell.
Yeah, and I think they've gone through a few member issues, and I think it's Joe isn't with them anymore.
Is he out?
Yeah. I think he is.
We'll have to look into this a little more.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, but you're not playing anything new from them, so
no,
you know, old school Queers are still the what you remember them. So, what song are we playing again?
Burger King Queen.
Burger King Queen.
Off right, their, yeah. It's the 93 album, or I'm sorry, the 90 album.
Yeah.
Grown Up.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's give it a listen.
All right, here we go. Burger King Queen by the Queers off their 1990 album Grow Up.
Yeah, and I was trying to remember some songs off that because I remember borrowing that album Grow Up from my CD from my cousin back in the day, and I think that was my first, that might have been the first Queers album I listened to. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
But that's, yeah, sure. And that's, you know, that's.
I think the next song, which was Love Songs for the Retarded.
Yeah, that was the next
album. That was the next album. Yeah. That one was a little more popular in the, the scene, and then Grow Up kind of got popular stuff, after that because of...
Yeah. We were talking, I mean, 1990, I was like 5 years old or something, so it was like... It was down the line, late 90s, when I was getting into this and he was going through his albums, and I was like, I'll check these guys out. But yeah, I mean, that sound is the Queers, so when you listen to them, that's the Queers. Cool, man. Well, I got another band that's been around for a while that I want to play.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
So the Suicide Machines, I don't think we've played them on the show, but they are a punk and ska band out of Detroit. They started in 1991, around there, and they released 6 albums, 2 comps, and 3 EPs between 1996 and 2005. They took a brief break in 2006 and then rejoined together in 2009, but they hadn't made any new music since from 2009 until 2020. So they just kind of released this album last few months. It's called Revolution Springs, and it's been hit with a lot of good feedback because they I guess they're in the middle. I mean, I know songs from them. I don't think I've ever really sat down and played through their albums, but they kind of changed their sound up a bit, and people were really happy to hear that, you know, all these years later, they kind of took it back to the roots and made it, you know, just sound like, like their early punk stuff that they were doing. You know, the guys from the band say that the songs on this album are real personal. I think there was one about a friend who had committed suicide that they made, and the singer recounted breaking down, like, you know, the first time he was trying to play the song and stuff. But then they also push optimism, I guess, in these songs, and that's what they, and I haven't listened to all of them, but they said that that's something that, you know, they didn't really do early on and when they were younger, but now that they're older and like matured and they kind of reference that in some of these songs. I think they do in the song we're going to play too. But yeah, so they, you know, they've been around since early 90s and, still making music, and they actually took it back to their roots. And
awesome.
And, so yeah, this was a cool album so far. I've been kind of listening to it here and there. The song I'm going to play is Awkward Always. So let's go with Awkward Always by the Suicide Machines.
All right, let's do it.
I'm
On the Outside Looking In. That was the Suicide Machines with Awkward Always, and that's off their new album from 2020 called Revolution Springs. So, first new album since, 2005, I think, was the last album that they had put out. So,
awesome. Great to hear bands making new music.
Yeah, they've been playing together and touring and stuff like that, I think, but they just hadn't sat down. I think they were collecting music that they were doing, and they had to like kind of weed through that and get it down to an album, I think. So, but yeah, I really liking the new stuff. So check them out, Suicide Machines. And I have one more on my list, Brian, but I can throw it back to you.
I'll go to Kalimasi. This is a new band for me.
I'm not familiar with them either.
Yeah, they're all another band from the Chicagoland area.
Cool. Cool.
And they started recording around 2013, all these newer bands after like 2010. It's so hard to find stuff. Everybody's on Bandcamp. That's like the only info that these bands have.
Maybe.
And their bios are barely filled out. Yeah. So it's real elusive, you know. It almost feels like back in like when you had to go hunt these bands down back in the day of finding record stores in the middle of Chicago. Yeah. But so I don't know. It's good if you think about it that way, but either way.
But sometimes you want to find out a little bit more about it.
Exactly. For our situation, it's a little tricky.
Yeah, we're trying to help them out.
Yeah, right. Well, they have kind of a pop punk with a little bit of emo sound in there. Okay. It's not a whole lot I can find about them, like I said, but they have total of four releases. That's one album, two singles and EPs, and one compilation. Mm. And I wanted to play a song off their upcoming album, Laughs, in square brackets. I don't know. Hmm. If that's if you find it, that's what you'd be looking for.
Yeah, like if you were watching something on closed captioning.
Oh, yeah, I guess like that could make sense. Yeah,
or something. Uh-huh. Yeah. I watch. I have subtitles on a lot when I'm watching TV. I don't.
Sure. Yeah. But yeah, that album's scheduled to be released in March.
Cool.
So I was gonna play a song coming up off of that called "The Stray."
Nice. Yeah, and I feel like every time that we need to have like one of those buttons or something that when you're like, it's a Chicago band, we're like Midwest punks, you know. But
yeah, so, flag all these bands.
Yeah, cool. Well, so this is Kalimasi.
Yep, I think that's how you'd say it. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but
could be Kalimasi.
Kalimasi, yeah.
Kalimasi, mm-hmm. Yeah. But cool. And the song was
"The Stray."
All right, let's go, man.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. All right. That was Kylie Massey with The Stray. It's, I believe it's going to be on their upcoming album, the Laughs album, coming out in March.
And they're from Chicago, so hopefully we
Chicago band here.
Get back to some live music going on, and you know, the spring, summer, maybe we'll catch them at a show. But yeah, definitely we got to stay on top of those guys. Yeah,
keep an eye out for them for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, already down to the last few minutes of the show here for this episode, Brian.
Wow, it goes fast.
Yeah, I know, and I feel like we had some really cool music, and hopefully you listening, you felt the same way, and maybe we turned you on to some new artists and gave you some flashbacks with The Queers and Suicide Machines. Yeah. And
check out and that. Look out, Zoom Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And we'll share that on the Facebook page. So if you follow us on Facebook at Midwest Punks, we'll share it on there. And feel free
Midwest Punks Podcast.
Yeah, the Midwest Punks Podcast. Okay, on Facebook is, yeah. So follow us on there, find us, and we'll share that. We do try and share as much as we can, and some music videos, things like that. You can also contact us that way, or by sending us a message on there and let us know if you have some bands that you think we should check out, or your band, or whatever it is.
Definitely, and, yeah. Or you can reach us through Lakeshore Public Radio's website as well.
Yeah, yeah. So
we're both employees here. So.
Yep. So go to lakeshorepublicradio.org and then just, you know, find under music, it's Midwest Punks. So you can see all of our back episodes there too. But yeah, so keep an eye on us and check out our awesome logo. Again, our buddy at JR Brand Goods created that logo for us. It's really awesome, and he does a lot of his own art and puts it on, you know, clothing and stuff like that. So you can always find some cool stuff there.
Really cool stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Well, and so we kind of mentioned giving people flashbacks with some of the bands we played today, and I got one more for you. This is a band that is probably, I'm sure they're considered one of the godfathers of punk, skate punk kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Offspring. So yeah. I'm surprised we hadn't played them on the show, you know, and we were both obviously familiar with them.
We were just talking about this, like about them being sort of a mainstream too much almost.
They did have that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they definitely kind of caught a break and had some songs like Pretty Fly for a White Guy, I think is the one that everybody remembers playing on the radio.
Yep.
Self-Esteem, The Kids Aren't All Right. Like those songs were really popular, played a lot on the radio, got a lot of people to buy the CD just for the, you know, that song. Mm-hmm. But they formed in Garden Grove, California in 1984. And so since those in those 37 years, they've released nine studio albums. So I know they've done a lot of touring, but I was kind of, you know, it's surprising they haven't released a whole lot more just because it's been so long. But they definitely have a lot of music out there on those albums and with some of the other stuff that they've done. But this is actually they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of one of their earlier albums called Conspiracy of One. And they're releasing a special vinyl for this album. Never came out with the vinyl, but this one's going to be like a special. It's colored and it sounds pretty cool.
Nice.
So definitely worth checking that out. But yeah, I wanted to play us out with "Come Out Swinging." I guess kind of a backwards thing here. We're playing out of the show, but you know, they're "Come Out Swinging" might have been better as an intro. But either way, it's a cool song and probably one of my favorites from The Offspring. So. Been a good show, Brian.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let's play out with The Offspring.
Thanks for everyone tuning in.
Yep.
We'll see you next time.